And on this morning's program, we're being joined by Freeze Notice meteorologist Dan Hicks. Dan, thanks for your time. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, Dan, finally we got a couple of nice days with some sunshine, warm weather, and the winds weren't blowing 1,000 miles per hour, so I think folks are a little bit happier here these past couple days.
That's true. After some record cold in some places early in the week, temperatures recovered nicely the past few days, above normal readings in much of southwestern Iowa yesterday. You know, been looking at soil temperatures, they have warmed up quite a bit during the past couple of days. Got soil temperatures available from Lewis, Iowa, and also over at Greenfield, and the average 4-inch temperature yesterday was 56 at Lewis and 55 at Greenfield, which is certainly more favorable for planting than we had early in the week. I don't think that cool soil temperatures are going to be much of an issue over the next 5 or 6 days. Probably a more important issue would be the off and on rain that is forecast into next week. I think that here in southwestern Iowa, we will have some dry time both today and tomorrow, so where people are able to get into the field, I think some work will get done the next couple of days. It looks like a more general rain system moving through the region Friday night and Saturday with potentially some heavier rain. And after that, the weather pattern looks fairly active into next week. So some small windows of dry weather, but the question just being, will it give fields enough time to dry between these rain systems to allow a lot of planting into next week? That's, you know, somewhat iffy the way it looks right now.
Yeah, it certainly has been a challenging start to the season so far. I know that, of course, everybody's always anxious to get out there as soon as they can and get things done in the fields. And we're kind of, I guess, in a similar situation to where it was last year, where we were maybe a little bit behind some of the long-term average schedules, but nothing that's too far out of the ordinary. But, of course, now you get to this point where they're really anxious to get out there, and it's kind of one of those catch-22s with you want to get in the field. You also need that moisture, but you want it to be dry enough to get the work done while you want to get that stuff into the ground. So I guess, are you seeing maybe a trend in the long term? Obviously, you talked about near term here on going to be pretty active for a little while. Long term, what's kind of the outlook there as far as precipitation? Because we're certainly still, pretty dry around the state.
Right. You know, we've had about 50% of the normal rainfall for April so far in Atlantic. Far western Iowa westward is where the soil moisture is still fairly dry from the long-term dryness we've had. But getting back to your question again, I don't see any long dry spills in the weather through most of next week. We're going to have pretty frequent rain chances off and on during that time with some short periods of dry weather in between. As we head toward late next week and beyond, there may be a little bit better window, say 3 or 4 days where it's dry, but there's really nothing to me that indicates any long periods of dry weather, you know, through the first half of May. I would say that for May as a whole, rainfall may tend to be normal to a little bit below normal in western Iowa, which should allow, you know, some fairly steady progress in planting. But I think over the next week or so, certainly the potential for some slowing at times. I don't think it's going to be a situation where here in the western Midwest we're going to face severe delays like we had, I believe it was back in 2019 when conditions were so wet. But given the way things look right now, I could see where those planting numbers could trail behind the five-year average pace, you know, at least into the first part of May, the way it appears right now.
Yeah, so I guess a little bit behind, but, of course, there's lots of ways to work around some of that stuff now, too. Some of the equipment's pretty impressive what they're able to accomplish, even if it is maybe just a touch wet out there. So I'm sure they'll manage and figure that out. On a long-term, I guess, perspective, we're in a kind of a couple-year period now, really, where overall moisture levels haven't been where we need them to be. Do you see that continuing throughout this year?
I think that in the western Midwest in particular, that, you know, including western Iowa and areas farther west, I think that, periodic dryness, may be an issue going into the summer. If you look at the amount of soil moisture that's in the ground, parts of the western Midwest, including western Iowa, are still running a fair amount below normal on soil moisture. So, that may be an issue if, summer rainfall is below normal. But certainly, the far western Midwest, to me, looks like the part of the corn belt and soybean belt, which could, be facing issues of dryness during the summer. We still have a fairly significant La Nina which we had last year at this time. That's kind of forecast to continue through the spring and early summer. So I think that in the western Midwest, periodic dryness may be more of an issue than it being too wet. The farther east you go, the wetness may be more of an issue into the early part of the growing season.
Well, I guess aside from just the planting type conditions, everybody's interested too on how the how things feel outside. We certainly have had kind of a doldrum of a spring here so far. Everybody's been, I think, a little disappointed with all the cool temperatures and, of course, the windy conditions that we've continued to experience. I've heard folks talk about that this next upcoming month of May might be another one that's a little bit below normal as far as temperature average. How are you seeing that shape up, Dan?
I think that'll be the case. A few degrees below normal for the month of May. April is going to finish 3 to 4 degrees cooler than normal in most of Iowa. Of course, we've had some temperatures well below freezing just as recent as early this week when it got down into the teens in some places. But I think May is probably going to also be a month where it averages a few degrees below normal. But, you know, the normal temperatures rise so quickly this time of year. So yeah, May being 3 degrees below normal probably would still feel a lot nicer than April was being 3 degrees below normal. But I think that trend of normal to below normal temperatures continues into May across the western Midwest. Of course, the odds of getting down to 32 degrees decrease pretty rapidly as we get into May, but still looks like overall more days on which temperatures would average below normal. I don't think that we're going to see a situation where it cools the soils down to unfavorable levels, especially here in southwestern Iowa. Areas farther north, and that may be an issue into May, but I don't think we're going to have enough days that's going to cool the soils down below that critical level for any length of time from this point on.
Yeah, I guess that was kind of going to be my next question. We just had that day here a couple mornings ago on early Tuesday where we had that temperatures get really cold and had that freeze warning here in the area. I think most things came through it pretty nice here in our area, it appears. I didn't see notice anything around our region that really took a big hit. I think it was maybe a little bit more favorable than we expected. And, of course, folks took precautions to try to cover things up or bring them in. But beyond that date, things get pretty slim as far as those chances of, again, like you said, being a bad freeze situation. So we're probably out of the woods with that is what you're saying.
That's probably true. I mean, the fact that very few crops have been planted yet and you know, the crop growth will probably be a little bit behind the normal pace. You know, not that many crops would be up and susceptible to cold temperatures. You know, some of those readings that occurred early this week were some of the coldest we've seen for this late in the season, those areas that dropped down to around 20 or lower. The normal day to the last 32-degree temperature here in Atlantic, I believe, occurs during the first week of May. So we're getting to the point in time when it becomes a little bit less likely to reach 32. Now, of course, it has reached 32 even into late May on certain occasions, but the odds of anything damaging certainly diminish pretty quickly as we move into May.
Yeah, well, you talked about kind of maybe an active pattern here these next few days with some rainfall. You have any, predictions or thoughts on how much rain we might be getting here these next few days?
It looks to me like that through the day Friday, it's going to be kind of scattered and light. I think we're going to have a fair amount of dry time both today and tomorrow, and most places really may not see much more than a few hundredths to a few tenths of an inch of rain. Probably the greatest threat of some heavier rain would occur Friday night into Saturday morning, where you'll likely see at least some half to one-inch rain amounts during that time. Then we'll have a little bit of a window of drier weather later this weekend, but again, I think later Monday into Tuesday, another chance for perhaps some half to one-inch rainfall amounts. So from the period from Friday night through the middle of next week, I could easily see some 1 to 2 inch rain amounts during that period of time.
All right, Dan, we appreciate your information here this morning and joining us to let folks know what's going on with the weather.
You're welcome.